Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. If you've got internet access, that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. Best way to pulp stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And it's still, excuse me, the first Sunday of April. And shout out to Rescue Sanctuary and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And helping all the animals in India. And I really mean all the animals in India. That would be Eileen Weintraub, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer for Help Animals India. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Hello, everybody. Glad to be here and telling you what's going on.
How are you doing?
Animals. We're okay.
How's everything down in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, just another kind. Well, we got some cloudy day, but
yeah, here too. Have you got any rain happening yet?
No, not yet. We had your forecast already. So
yeah,
but
I just saw a drop, so I think it might be anyway. So we got to get right to business here because your time is limited with us today. We only have you till the bottom of the hour. But for anybody who hasn't, been with us before, why don't you give us the lowdown to start with? What is Help Animals India?
Well, it's exactly in that name, and we give grants, training, and advice to animal shelters and animal groups in India and Nepal. and these are all tax-deductible donations. And we are in touch with about 27 groups throughout India and Nepal.
Wow, and, 27 different groups that you share the wealth with, if so to speak,
right.
That you spread your money
just,
around.
Just to encourage all the different groups and, you know, not to be the sole support, because we want them to also get support from their, you know, communities. But, you know, India is not there. You know, and mostly people are poor, and the dollar is still very strong, which I'm watching closely to see that it keeps its strength.
No, well, that's interesting, because of course we've had kind of an economic disaster going on here
Is it affecting?
I have no idea.
Not yet. Yeah, and I don't think it will that much. So we'll see. But what's happening in India, and this is a concern every year, is it's called the subcontinent, and it's very hot. And it's already temperatures of 100 degrees. And most people don't have air conditioning. And, of course, you know, animal shelters don't. So, and basically the street animals, you know, it's a very difficult time for them. So this continues until the monsoon. Later in the summer.
Would it be fair to say, is this going into their summer right now?
Yes, it is already.
Okay.
Yeah, it's already. So what I'd like to mention today and talk about is the water bowl projects. You've heard of this, Martha, over the years, where the street animals or the community animals, and that's everything from birds to dogs, to cats, to cows, to monkeys, and wandering the streets, they need fresh water, you know, if not actual food, but at least to give them water. And so they have all these water bowl projects, and one person might be listening in right now from India, a young volunteer. Her name is Ritika. And so she provides water bowls throughout the community.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and another volunteer is named Trish, and she also does the same. So these water bowls need to be, you know, cleaned and emptied out and filled up again. So it's a really important job this time of year, you know, until the monsoon comes.
And so I guess, you know, there aren't like bodies of water and stuff around where you know, the street dogs and other animals can get water. So, you know, humans have to provide.
Yeah, not in the inner cities.
Yeah, that makes total sense, because after 100 degrees and dry and hot, that does require someone on a regular basis. You know, clean and fill bowls and so forth. So how wonderful that these kids are doing this on a volunteer basis. That's really great.
And another project we have is in schools, and they have a course where they're painting the water bowls, like pretty colors and putting flowers on them. So making it a decorative object so that, like, storekeepers don't mind it outside their store.
Right, because they're attractive. That's great. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, we've spoken about this before. A lot of the, you know, stray animals, so-called, are also community animals. So that the shopkeeper might have a dog that lives outside their shop. And so they're minimally cared for. You know, they're not, you know, walked on a leash every day. And they have their freedom, and that's part of being a community dog in India.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, life is very different there. And that's one of the biggest reasons I really love Help Animals India, because you really do. It's not just, you know, we help the dogs or the cats. It really is. They have all animals because there are a lot of different kinds of animals in India that we don't have to deal with here, and the lifestyles are very different. But yeah, I mean, there's elephants and then all these, what, I guess when we started doing this, you used to tell me 33 million street dogs. That's a lot of street
Well,
community dogs.
they're all staying, and we have to be spayed and neutered, and a lot of rescue goes on because they get in trouble and get caught traffic accidents, and who's helping these animals when they need help? So that's why Help Animals India and other charities from support animal ambulances. So along with human ambulances, we have to have the animal ambulances. And the one that we just funded, we've fundraised very hard for this. And, Posados has one for, our local group has one for
Yeah, Posado has a
$100,000.
mobile unit that they take
Yeah,
around.
right. And
Absolutely. So
that's
you're
like
funding the kind of a
$100,000.
mobile unit like that in India?
Yeah, well,
Wow.
not as big, but it only costs $20,000 in India. It costs so much less. But anyhow, this one is going around in what we call the Northeast Indian states. And that place has a lot of problems with it's just not well funded. And one of the problems is a dog meat trade, I'm sorry to say. We're still fighting that. And, people who are, it's not even just hunger, I'm sorry to say, they developed a taste for this dog meat.
Wow.
So,
Oh,
you
dear.
have all these dogs wandering around, and someone's picking them up, and then they catch them in a very cruel manner. And so when this group that we support goes around and rescues these dogs and also spays and neuters the dogs so there's less of them, and does education too, and as the communities evolve slowly, there's less of this horrendous dog meat trade. So
I don't remember us talking about that before. I actually didn't know that that was an issue in parts of India. So that's good to know, I guess. Yeah.
yeah, Martha, yes. Because this part of India is closest to China. And I'm
That's what
sure
I was
you've
going to say.
heard.
Usually you hear about this in more Asian countries, like China and so forth.
Yeah,
But
these are very close to China. These Northeast Indian states, the people even, go way back and mixing into Chinese, it goes back and forth with the tribes, and so it's not in so much in the rest of India, just a
Wow.
couple of
Wow.
states.
Yeah, I didn't know. So, but you've got, sounds like there are folks up there volunteering and doing their best to help the dogs and cut
Well,
down on the numbers and all of that.
they're not all volunteers. We have to pay
Well,
them, but the salaries are much lesser in India, and a good salary is a couple hundred dollars a month.
Wow.
A veterinary
Wow.
salary is now
So that's a
close to
good
a
point. If
thousand.
we donate money to Help Animals India, you can make it go a really long way over there.
Yeah, we can employ these people that really want to help, but they also need a livelihood, and it's not easy being an animal rescuer anywhere, and as here or there, but it's even harder there because society doesn't always understand what people are doing, and so that's why Help Animals India supports education in the schools. And we get these, lovely photos of the children receiving pictures of, how to interact with a street dog, what to do in case they were bit, to prevent rabies. And we're very proud of all the efforts to stop the rabies, very, very terrible disease. So that
Yeah,
goes on.
yeah. And that's one of the differences. We hardly ever think about rabies here in this country 'cause a lot of our animals are vaccinated and so forth and we're not dealing with it on an everyday basis, but they really are in India, and it's a different situation, and you've worked really hard to and they all are in trying to get a handle on rabies and eliminating it.
Yeah,
But
all those
you know,
dogs
it's
need to
transferable
be.
to humans and it's deadly. And
Yeah.
there's a lot of it around.
And they're
Wow.
very proud of some of the cities have become rabies free. And, you know,
Wow,
this is
wonderful.
hard, very hard work, you know, on behalf of all the NGOs that helped to make a difference there. So, we're also helping the cats. You know, I'm a lifetime cat rescuer. And, you know, when I went to India, I said, oh no, because there was very little awareness about how to help cats. And our veterinarians didn't even, many of them didn't even know a cat spay and neuter because
Well, that's
the
what I
cats.
remember is you say they if you're hiring veterinarians, A, that you could hire them for, I mean, the salaries are non-comparable to over here, but that they didn't necessarily get trained in how to spay and neuter cats in vet school, you know, over there. So you had to go through a process of getting them educated, huh?
Yeah, there's groups that'll do that, and then so we have to sponsor the vets in order to go there to get that special training, because mostly the veterinarians in India were trained to help cows, you know, a lot of cows in India, and then
Yeah.
even the dogs, they weren't even trained in the best methods to help, you know, to do the operation. So, and then the cats came, you know, cats as pets was kind of a new concept. And now, you know, that's sort of happening. And people are, you know, leaving their villages, living in the cities. Maybe they have an apartment. Maybe they want a cat as a pet. So, but, so one of the groups we help, you've heard of Kathmandu in Nepal, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's
Cat.
called Kathmandu Lovers, Silver the Sea. So,
Oh, how fun.
yeah, they're a really wonderful group. So basically, it's just supporting, making it very low cost for people to bring in their own cats as pets. So, otherwise, they didn't have this available. So it's sort of like our feral cat neuter project here. Where it's not just for feral cats, it's also for low cost surgery
Spay and
because
neuter.
it's very expensive now to get a cat neutered here, spayed or neutered here. So,
I am on my jaw's always on the floor. I can't. I just having worked in veterinary medicine, you know, for almost 20 years, and knowing what's involved in these surgeries, I'm just in shock as to how much the vets are charging for these surgeries these days.
okay, so let's just give a shout out to the Feral Cat Spay Neuter Project in Linwood. And
Yay! Yay!
yeah. So
And boy, they are doing a grand job. You know, they are spaying and neutering so many cats. You know, it's got to be
right.
making a dent in all of that. And they do a lot of the spaying and neutering for the rescues around. Like I know they do some for meow and that sort of thing. But what a grand job they do.
Yeah.
Now, are there any organizations like that starting in India?
Well, this the Kathmandu Lovers we're doing in
That
Nepal, and each of the other groups, you know, will do a few cats here and there, and you know, we had to make sure that their vets knew how to do it. So I'm always encouraging it, but there's just not the cats; they're not the main problem. You
Yeah.
know,
Okay. All right.
it's
Well,
the
now we
dogs.
need to. I'm looking at the clock here and we got to keep Nathan happy. So we got to take care of advertisers. We'll do that very quickly. And then we'll have a little bit more time with Eileen. We'll find out what else is going on with Help Animals India and what they need help with and how you can get involved and donate like I do. I always feel so good when I get my receipt that I've donated for the month
Thank
because I
you,
know
Martha.
Eileen is sending it to all the great causes over there. So I'm not. just listening, I'm knowing that at least I'm making a little bit of a contribution, so I hope you all will too. Anyway, stay right where you are. In the meantime, you can check out helpanimalsindia.org. But we're going to take care of our advertisers, and we will be back more with Eileen from Help Animals India straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get inspired every hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are in the middle of a conversation with Eileen Weintraub from helpanimalsindia.org. And Eileen, so appreciate all the time and effort that you put into, and for all the years that you've been doing this. How long has Help Animals India been official?
Probably lifetime. But I started in 1995. Wow. And that was just helping, and actually I was affiliated with Merritt and his former partner through Animal People. And but I didn't actually start the charity, and so I was just donating and fundraising and helping all the groups, but that didn't actually start in 2008.
All right, but that's a long track record. So,
yeah,
so Eileen has been at this a long time. She's got the system down really good, and, you know, when you want to help, it's really nice to have someone that knows where the money is needed and who's going to really use it. And what I love is that they're just not like there's just a little storefront in India that says Help Animals India, and they help one thing. You, what'd you say, 27 different organizations and things that monitor and support and all the different kinds of animals. And you help, how's the elephant sanctuary going?
It's fine. You know, it's just still the six elephants. I know you always want us to get new elephants, but you know, it's very expensive just to maintain the six lovely suites and elephants. So we do do an email newsletter, but every other month we'll do another one end of April, and people can add their email address on our website, helpanimalsindia.org. And then we're posting to social media almost every day. So,
yeah, wonderful stuff on Facebook. You know, you post really great posts and great photographs and stories and all of that.
Website,
helpanimalsindia.org, folks, is really one of the best websites I've seen. It's just
people
so much
on
stuff
social
there.
Media, they can go to, you know, we're also on YouTube, which we don't know if that's social media or not.
I think it falls in that category, sort of.
And the website, we have updates. It shows all the newsletters. So you can check us out there.
Please go to helpanimalsindia.org, and if you can donate something, our money goes a lot farther over there. And Eileen said that the current stuff going on hasn't really affected it. So we can really help in a lot of ways with just a little bit of money. So sign up for the newsletter. Eileen doesn't load you up with all kinds of junk stuff. Few and far between, and the newsletters are every other month. But boy, are they good, jam-packed with all kinds of great stuff. But if you really want to keep up on animals and helping, this is the way to do it. So anything else you want to talk about, Eileen? I know you have to run off to another event again this month, but anything else you want to cover before we wrap up?
Just remember that every spay and neuter of a dog, you know, is as one of the charities we help put it, less suffering. The mama dog doesn't have to see her puppies die in the street. So, you know, give her the freedom, you know, to be without, you know, all the dogs chasing her, you know, the male dogs chasing her in order for her to get pregnant, her to give birth unassisted out on the street, and then watching her puppies die. So we want to give that community dog an opportunity to live a few years longer and have a better life. Anyhow, sorry for going on about that.
No, I appreciate it. And I think we all would like to like that too. And, it's just come on, everybody, get on board, and let's all help Eileen, because she's doing all the, you know, the hard work. All we have to do is send a little bit of money, and she makes sure it gets to the right place. So let's all do what we can to help.
$20 for a spay and neuter of a dog or cat. So thank you so much, everybody. Okay.
That's a lot more reasonable. Anyway, Eileen, I know you got to run off. Thank you so much for spending some time again with us. And we will talk to you again. My golly, I can't believe it. We'll talk to you in May.
Right. Okay. Talk to you then. Thank you so much.
All righty. Have a great day. Okay. God bless.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Bye. Well, gosh. I do always feel so good when I see the receipt come through that my monthly donation went through. You know, that there are just so many people, so many animals, and it isn't anything like life here for animals. And there's lots of other kinds of animals. Anyway, let's see, what are we gonna do now? We can pretend we're just starting the show again, Nathan.
Well, we can talk about what's going on in the Mariners during their baseball
season. I was
going to
say, that's next on my list for you, is because you're the big baseball fan. This is your sport. This is your team. What the heck is going on? I was going to say, if we had been here in the last 2 weeks, a while ago, I was going to say, you know, Nathan, they're feeling pretty good to me. And I really like, because there's people now with the Mariners that I know. You know, like the new, what do you call the coach in baseball?
Like the general manager, not the general manager, but the field manager?
Well, what, you know, the...
Because there's
the
several,
catcher guy. The catcher. Dan.
Yeah. Dan Wilson. So, yeah, he's the manager.
Yes. He's the manager, okay? Because I know, I always want to call it the coach, like in football.
Yeah, well, there's so many coaches in baseball.
Right. But so in baseball, the coach is the manager.
Correct.
Okay. So anyway, Dan Wilson, his name, right? And he was the catcher for the Mariners, you know, back in their golden days, more ancient times, and is, you know, was part of the teams that I remember. All right, who's the big tall guy? Randy Johnson. Randy Johnson. Yeah, man, he was so good. A great pitcher. And so Dan Wilson is back being the manager, and I really like him and his energy. Okay. And then the other guy that's back, that's Edgar Martinez, because isn't he doing the batting stuff? And,
well,
what's he doing?
At the end of last season, he was the hitting coach. Now he's like the overseer hitting coach. So there's actually another hitting coach that participates on the field, and Edgar Martinez is more like administrative type. So they have a new actual hitting coach. And so far, the Mariners, though, at the end of last season when they had Dan Wilson and Edgar coming, everything was looking like it was going in the right direction. I mean, we're still seeing some of that small ball playing out for the Mariners. But the problem is, all of their runs that I've witnessed, I've been paying attention to most of the games, and their wins have been because of home runs, which is what we kind of struggled with before. And it's like, our small ball is not working, and we're only winning because of home runs. And I know that Dan Wilson and Edgar Martinez really wanted to get the small ball going more, and it was
working well. What do you mean by small ball? Do you mean like base hits, doubles, rather than home runs?
Manufacturing runs, yeah, you know, creating plays, making the defense work, putting the ball in play, just not hitting it over the fence every time. So
okay, I see.
Singles and doubles and hit and runs and bunting, stealing bases, things like that.
Okay. Well, yeah. So sounds like now that I understand what small ball means, that's important.
It is. And
all right. So now we get up to today. You know. So it's, and I thought they. It seemed that they started out. I remember they won their opening game. Uh-huh. I try to, when somebody says something about it, I try
that
to pay attention.
That was one of the couple that they've won so far.
Yeah. So I can talk to you, but I don't think it's been going that well. So what the heck is going on with them now?
Well, they're also going up against teams which are really good. I mean, you can't sleep on the Tigers. They're a great team. They got a good squad. And of course, they're going up against the Giants right now. They're 7-1, so they're off to a hot start. It could be just that the Mariners are not getting the luck of the draw in the teams that they're playing against. The Oakland Athletics in the past, they've always been really dominant against the Athletics and swept them many times, but they only split the series, and that was just barely, with only winning the games they won by just a little bit, then getting blown out the other ones. So I'm just hoping that it's just bad luck of the draw. And a lot of people are talking about these new torpedo bats, too, that the Yankees made extremely popular after breaking out in the season and getting like 16 home runs, partially included by them. Some were still using normal bats, but the torpedo bat.
Well, what's a torpedo bat? I heard that, Fred, but I didn't know what they're talking. What's a torpedo bat?
It's a altered shape or design of the bat, still within legal constraints, but
I was going to say there have to be rules in the league about what is a legal bat or not.
They are still legal there within, but they take some of the mass of the bat and take it from the handle, and then they put it more to the barrel to widen the barrel a little bit more. And it's causing or allowing hitters to have just a little bit more surface area to make contact with the pitch. And it's been proven to be, or not just proven, but it is showing very good results. And the Mariners already have an order for torpedo bats coming in on the way. And Yankees
the Mariners don't have the torpedo bats yet, but they're getting them.
They are, and they're going to take a little bit to get used to, because every bat, for the most part, has its own kind of weighting, or where you feel the weight of the bat. Because I used to play baseball, and you know, a lot of times, and I still play softball, I'll be swinging bats, and it's like, this one just doesn't feel right to swing. Like the weight is too far up, or the weight is too far out, or the bat in general is just too heavy. So it's going to shift that center of weight when they're using that bat. So players, even though they have the torpedo bats, they're going to still have to adjust to the different feel of how they're swinging it.
Well, interesting. So we'll have to pay attention to the torpedo bats. But again, we could say, oh, maybe Mercury in retrograde has been affecting what's going on with the Mariners, and so.
Well, not everybody.
They better shape up, because if they don't start getting pretty good, they're gonna lose. I'm gonna lose interest. So, but anyway, it's kind of your thing anyway. So I've tried to pay attention, Nathan. But if you can get them to spiff up their game a bit, maybe the torpedo bats will help.
Yeah. And, well, not every player is probably going to use it. I mean, of course, it's grabbing a lot of attention, but they have the option if they want to use the torpedo bat or not. Some just want to use the conventional bat and are used to that and are just perfectly happy of using that torpedo bat or the non-torpedo, whereas some might give it a shot and who knows, it might work out really well for them.
All righty. Okay, well, we covered that base. So I want to go back now just briefly to the weather. We know that it's going to rain at my house right as soon as the show ends. That's what it all says now, but is it true? I thought it looked like there's rain for the rest of the week. Are there any Martha can cut her grass time this coming up week?
Well, I'm seeing pretty much showers or rain listed on every single day. And it's not until Wednesday when the 90 to 100% at some point during the day drops down to 50%. And then that percentage chance just disappears, and it says rain on Thursday and Friday and Saturday. So, okay. I mean, we'll just have to see what maybe happens on Wednesday. You might be able to find a little bit of a break during the day to get
out
there and
mow. Well, when we start the show next week, folks, if all you can see is green, you'll know that I got buried in the grass. So I'm hoping for dry enough that I can catch back up. And I can tell that spring is springing because one of the first signs of spring, I mean, I have my official spring is here sign, which you all should remember because I talk about it. But if you don't remember, that's the, remember, Nathan, the orange azaleas in the pasture land in the middle of, no, yeah, those when the orange azaleas bloom in the middle of the pastures, that's my absolute spring is here. But that's not happening yet. We're far away from that. We're barely even starting to bloom out here, anything. Because I'm kind of in the heart of the forest, there's nothing blooming here yet. Anyway. One of the first signs is, you know, we have the Anna hummingbirds here year round, and, the Rufous hummingbirds, which are a little smaller than the Annas, and they're the bright metallic orange and green. And oh my gosh, they're just get one of the males in the sun and, oh, knock your socks off. They're so gorgeous. The colors are just, I mean, they're just unbelievable. And they're just so cute and they're just dazzling smart. Anyway, the first Rufous hummingbird showed up last week here. And the first male, and so I always name him Sir Rufy. So Sir Rufy was here and he was here by himself for a few days. And then Lady Rufy showed up. So I got a female and they seemed to like each other. So I think I have a Sir Rufy and his Lady Rufy, and they're hanging together, and now I'm waiting to see how many more are going to come in. But they do. The Rufus tend to come here and stay here and nest close in my trees and raise their babies here. Remember, it was a couple, maybe two seasons ago, where it was after the show and I was sitting out in the patio and the Sir Rufy dad I got to watch him call the babies in and show them how to use the feeders. Oh my gosh, it was so cool. Anyway, so my first Rufies are here and I'm very excited about that. And I'm hoping for more showing up anytime. But also with the weather we got going on and spring happening, it is starting to get warmer. And it's wet on and off. There can be a mushroom grow at this time. You know, it happens in the fall. It can happen again in the spring. I haven't seen them yet. I'm probably going to see my first ones for the spring when I go out to police the dog yard on Sunday chores this afternoon. But remember, you got to pay attention, especially you got young dogs, dogs that haven't been in yards before, don't know about mushrooms. Most dogs won't pay any attention to them, but there's always those stories of, you know, we let the dogs out in the yard, didn't pay attention, and apparently they were out eating mushrooms and they die. So they can be very, very toxic, the ones that grow in the yard. So make sure that you're getting rid of them. And if you're going to go out and pull mushrooms and get rid of them, leave your dog in the house. Monkey see, monkey do. They'll copy the behavior. And they don't know you're getting them to throw them away. The only way they can keep them is to eat them. So you do not want to let your dogs watch you get rid of the mushrooms. And fleas. Whenever when the temperature gets consistently above 50, and we're right hanging there kind of now, starting, that's when all the eggs and larvae will start hatching outside in the ground, you know, grass and the dirt. So if you had fleas in your area last year, they're likely in your outdoor environment and will start up any time. So be sure that you're prepared to nip that in the bud. Okie dokie, let's take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour. And then I've got a little bit more to chat with you about, and we got to do current events. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are heading towards the end of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, let's see, this hour we heard from a lot of our advertisers, Ananda Institute for Living Yoga. You can check them out at anandawashington.org, and we'll be talking to Ananda at 11:30 today to close out the show, our last interview. Robin Mattis is going to join us. She's got a great meditation class coming up, and holy moly, with everything going on right now, one of the best ways to center and balance yourself is meditation. So we're going to talk all about that at 11:30. And Jude Ponton, our premier sound healer, you know, she does the acutonics with acutonic forks and gongs and sound healing with the gongs and chimes and all of that. And the best chiropractic, not the cracking kind, and but very subtle, but very intuitive. And it's made a huge difference for me. She is available to take new clients, and she can work with you in person or remotely if you're not around here. But it is such a gift to be in the healing room and with the gongs and the chimes. If you can do that, it's well worth it. And you can check Jude out at whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And let's see, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And again, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, healingministryforanimals.com. He'll be with us next week with Sister Linda Rasmussen, and you can hear live what they do. Healing, two of the best healers I've ever met. And you can get free remote treatments for you or your animal friends next week. So join us and find out what it's all about. In the meantime, you can contact Dr. Nels for a free telephone evaluation through his website at healingministryforanimals.com and fill out the contact link. And our wonderful New Pro Supplements, NUP as in Peter, RO, supplements.com. I just got a new supply of all kinds of stuff from Janice. And that's another thing she sent us, Nathan, is the Life Spice, which we didn't have a chance to really talk about when she was on the show with us a while ago. We're going to have her on again, I think, in May. Bless me. I was going to warn you. I think I'm going to sneeze. But I already did. So, there we go. And I thought allergy stuff was low today, but maybe there's stuff in my house. Anyway, Nupro. Find all about the supplements on the website. Check out the Life Spice. It's a really wonderful supplement for our dog friends. And the Nupro for dogs as well. If you want to keep the hair on your dog and not on your floor, the Nupro supplement for dogs. And I use the silver label because Robbie's older and it's has hip and joint stuff as well. And if you do... remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes very differently than other trainers, because I'll teach you everything you need to know and probably get everything under control for you in one session. Now, it's a marathon session, but it's just one time. And then you get free phone follow-up with me after that. Take down my phone number if you or anybody you know has problems with their dogs. Tell them to call me. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. And my number is 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty then, just before we get to current events, I'm just going to tell you, I was just going to mention the bird flu stuff, because I'm not hearing anything about bird flu stuff. What I can tell you is there still is no raw poultry for cats, raw food poultry for cats available around, because all the pet stores have pulled it off, and the local company Natural Pet Pantry that I work with and I think is the best, they won't even sell it. They're just they're not making any more. They're holding on to what they've got because there has been, I think, a case where the bird flu was transferred from raw poultry cat food to a cat. Cats are susceptible to the bird flu, and it is killing them. So we have to pay attention. Dogs, not as much. But I'm not hearing much. And I know we were warned that with the new administration and RFK Jr. coming in, that we may not hear anymore because all these things being shut down. We're just going to have to wait until we get Merritt and Beth Clifton on at 11 o'clock, you know, from Animals 24-7 to see if they know anything about, are we ever going to hear anything about viruses again and all of this? I don't know. We may be on our own, but I just thought I'd let you know. With all the testing I did, I have an answer for my cats anyway. Because they have all their lives eaten raw turkey. But now, Nathan, they're getting rabbits. So now my cats are eating rabbit. And the good news is they love it. So finally, I found something. I mixed the rabbit with a little of Nulo canned food because the rabbit's a lot more expensive, so I can make it last longer. But anyway, so that's what we're doing in our house. We're not doing any more raw poultry. That's not necessarily because I'm overly concerned about cats catching it through raw cat food, although it can happen. I'm doing it because I can't get it anyway, even if I wanted to continue feeding it. I do trust Natural Pet Pantry and their sourcing and all of that. But my cats are doing great with the rabbit, so I'm happy. Alrighty, I think that takes care of everything. Let's do current events. Let's see what is going on our current event schedule. There is a bunch of stuff going on up at the Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park. That's South Everett. A lot of great classes and stuff coming up. Let's see. There's a Foraging for Wild Edible Plants class with Alder Leaf Wilderness College, but it will be at the Northwest Stream Center Saturday, April 12th. So that's next Saturday, 1 p.m. But wow, you know, if you're a hiker and or a camper, you want to know about foraging for wild edible plants. That sounds really cool. Then let's see, on April 19th, Native Plants for Native Bees and Butterflies, Creating Garden Habitat. So they're going to teach a class on what do you need to plant to attract the native bees and butterflies. That sounds great. Saturday, April 9th and the 19th, and that will be 1 to 3 p.m. Then, let's see, we've got an Earth Day celebration, Earth Expressions, Climate Circle, and Guided Meditation on Earth Day, Tuesday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Northwest Stream Center. All right, and then they're doing a get together to discuss spring hikes, places, you know, spring hikes you can go on in Snohomish County. That'll be with Ken Wilcox Saturday, May 17th, 1 p.m. And then there's an Earth Day planting at Quill Cedar Creek, and that'll be on Saturday, April 19th. 9 a.m. to noon. And if you want to check all these out, they are posted on MarthaNorwalk.com under current events. You can also go straight to streamkeeper.org. Streamkeeper.org is the Northwest Stream Center website and would have all the, you know, pictures and great details and all that sort of thing. Alrighty, let's see. We've got Seattle Humane. Got a bunch of stuff for the kids coming up for summer as usual. They have for returning campers entering grades 3 through 8. There are registration opened last month, so I don't know if there's still openings available. There are animal adventure camps in June and July and August. So, and you can register now for all of them. But if you got kids and you want to get involved with humane stuff, you better do it right away. All righty. And then this is something I've never seen this happen before. But, you know, the annual big fundraiser for Seattle Humane is Tuxes and Tails. Tuxes and Tails 2025 is on May 17th at the Fremont Studios. What's never happened before? They sent out a notice this week. It's sold out. So, wow, I'm not aware of it ever selling out, except maybe last minute, but certainly not by the end of March and first of April. I mean, boy, so I guess, you know, you're out of luck if you wanted to go and didn't get your tickets right away. It is sold out. Let's see. And then, of course, we have Meow Cat Rescues, Fine Wines and Felines. And, oh, golly, and I don't have the date because I think it's in June. I'm going to have to get that up on current events as well. And then, of course, you know, next week is the second Sunday of the month. So it's our healing show with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen. And they will be with us, and we will be taking your phone calls, free remote treatments for you and your animal friends, and that all happens next week. So, well, I think that covers everything on our current event schedule, except that I tell you that Rhonda's on vacation. She's the one that updates everything on the website. So she's helping band hummingbirds, and she's getting to hold those little cutie pies in her hands and love on them until they're strong enough to fly away after they're banding. And the pictures she's sending with the spectacular different varieties of hummingbirds. I mean, Arizona must be a gathering place for hummingbirds when they're, you know, migrating north and south and everywhere. They must all go through Arizona, because wherever they are down there, there's a ton of different kinds of hummingbirds, and they're banding them, and it's a really cool process that you can – it's some kind of thing you can sign up and officially go to, which is what they planned their vacation to go to this place to do all this bird stuff. And that's one of the things you get to do is help them band hummingbirds. How fun would that be? Anyway, it's made me appreciate my hummingbirds a whole lot more. And now I would really like to go out there and be able to hold my little Sir Rufy. Oh, gosh, I was just looking at him yesterday and sitting on the feeder in the sun. And the colors are spectacular. Unbelievable how magenta, or magnificent, and the the colors are incredible.
I think people want to know if that Rufus has a name.
Yeah, Sir Rufy.
Sir Rufy, okay.
Sir Rufy and Lady Rufy. And then, since I can't ever tell them apart, really, well, some of the Annas that are here year-round, and if they have unusual color pattern or marking for them, then I get to know who they are. And remember, we had one that had that broken tongue that Dr. Nils helped heal. So sometimes I know who they are. But the Rufuses, you know, pretty much if they all look the same. That's kind of like, you know, so I put a bag over the head, they all look the same.
Yeah,
that's kind of like with the hummingbirds. They all pretty much look the same, little roofies. But right now I know who they are because I only have two. I only have one pair. But we'll see who else comes in. All righty, so it looks like we are out of time for the second hour. And we are going to fire up the love train. And then it will be time to welcome back Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. Well, Henry and Arabella Roosters, too. We'll find out what's going on with them. And if Henry's tail feathers have been safe with the heater and all of that. And now we're going to fire up the love train. Remember, dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with me. I'll come and pick you up. And we're sending the love all over this country, all over the world, especially to our friends, Canada, Greenland, Panama, Ukraine, Europe. Let's send the love everywhere. And then I am also sending an extra call to y'all. Wake up, America, and do something. All right, here we go. Energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our eternal youth. Forever and ever, om, peace, amen. The love train is coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.